Temperatures creeping up a little bit further. It's 83 degrees in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO. It is 4:07. And time for hour number two of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Of course, this portion of the program is brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house every Saturday from 10 until 2. And we had the opportunity last hour, and if you missed out on this, I encourage you to check it out over and just head to our Facebook page. It's the easiest way to do this. Go to WKZO.com, click on the Facebook link at the top of the page. So as soon as you get there, boom, click on that Facebook link, like us, and then you can go ahead and be a part of things as we do everything there. But specifically today, check out the video of the day. We've got it posted there. It's called Rescuing Riley, about a dog that a guy found at the bottom of one of those micro canyon type things out in Arizona. And we've got a link to that. You can check out the video for yourself. I hope you'll do that today. Hope you'll also check out Canyon Puppy. That's the group that this guy's put together to celebrate the health and well-being of his dog that he, from that day, basically adopted and made his own. They nursed him back to health and that kind of thing. It's a fantastic story, so I hope that you'll check it out for yourself and see what it's all about. All the links there, just head on over to our Facebook page. It's the easiest way to do it. Head there. You'll be able to be a part of it there. And like us when you go there. Why not? You know what? Something to do. And, and you'll be able to be in on videos of the day and stories and various things that we're doing. So you can check stuff out at the earliest moment. As soon as we get it up, you know, we share. There you go. Just that simple. So check it out for yourself. Now, earlier, we had the opportunity to talk about, you know, do people trust their government? And I find it interesting, you know, because we went over, I mean, how many different things have we gone through from the government just in these last several years? Fast and furious, VA scandal. You got the IRS scandal where they were targeting conservative groups. You've got the Affordable Care Act. You know, we were in the middle of a jobs crisis at that point. And so the government decided to respond to that by taxing us and claiming that it was more affordable. And we've dug into that before. We don't need to dig into it now. But Benghazi. And, you know, we mentioned the VA scandal, and we mentioned how, you know, it seems like Congress is constantly chasing after this stuff. And then you've got a president that says, well, we can't wait on Congress. Executive action on this, 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 and this. And, you know, I've even seen, and I couldn't necessarily confirm this, but I saw a thing today where apparently there was a judge that declared putting up a border fence was a racist act, which I found intriguing, if true. And I'm still digging into this one, trying to figure it out, because honestly, if that's what a judge said, how nuts is that? If indeed that's what was said. And I don't know that that's what was said yet. I'm still digging into this, still trying to find out. But you can understand in this kind of a situation, and you know, how many people are pouring over the borders right now? We keep hearing about that one. And how many people that are, you know, how many of these are kids that don't have anybody with them? They're pouring over the border and they've been told, well, if you just get there and get across the border, they'll let you stay. That's a pretty big deal. And a pretty big deal that, you know, a lot of these people are put into a situation. I mean, you know, Border Patrol and all that, they've been overwhelmed. And a lot of these people are being put into situations where it's overcrowded. They're not getting what they need. And, you know, this is the government that's taking care of all of this for us. I think based on a lot of that, you can understand why we might not trust what comes from the government. You can understand that. Because if you've got all of that staring you down, and And all right, you know, for people that are saying, well, you're just being partisan, that's just Obama's stuff. Okay. Throw it out there, Chris Christie's issue with the bridge scandal. There's a Republican thing there as well. So I'm not trying to be partisan on this by any stretch. But look at this. Government officials that just, okay, well, yeah, whatever. Sure hope you don't notice. You know, and you know, this whole thing with, you know, the Bergdahl scandal. I mean, you go and throw, okay, well, here's five terrorists, and we'll take this guy that abandoned his post in Afghanistan. And we'll do it, and we were supposed to give Congress notice, but oops. Oops. Sorry about that oversight. We broke the law, but it was an oversight, really. Sorry. And we're just supposed to accept this. No, well, the government's looking out for our best interest. I found it interesting, and I saw this story. Bobby Jindal, he's the governor of Louisiana, and he made mention of this, and I thought it interesting that he said that there might very well be some sort of rebellion against Washington. And he made that statement. Strong statement. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it, but I can understand the sentiment of it. Because when you've got the situation we've been dealing with, and we've been dealing with this since, what, since Bush was president. We had the bad economy. Things have dipped down. There's still not as many people in the workforce as there were before. You've still got people that are out looking for jobs, looking for work. Things are not good. And people are saying, well, the economy is better. Not for some people. Certainly not for some people. And you've got a government that responds to that by going, okay, what can we do? First of all, we'll spend lots more money. Then we'll pass a huge, huge health care law that no one has read, and we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Then we'll not have a war, we'll have a kinetic military action in Libya and do some of this, but not all of this, and a little here and a little there. And then you've got Benghazi, then you've got, we could go on. The list goes on and on and on. And yes, the list didn't start with Obama. It goes back further, spending more money than needed to be spent with the whole Medicare benefits under Bush. Yes, when we had someone that outed someone with the CIA under Bush. It continues on and on and on. You can begin to understand why people might not trust the government. Because to respond to our problems, I'm still waiting on something that genuinely gets jobs to this country. Still waiting. You know, and yeah, the government can't necessarily do anything about jobs per se, but they can do something about getting out of the way so that jobs can take place in the private sector and small business. You can understand why people might not trust a government under those particular thoughts. Now, I want you, this is not just me talking here because it's a conversation. I want to make sure that you're a part of the discussion as well. So if you would like to be a part of the discussion about this and talk a little bit further about it, give your angle on it. Maybe your angle is different. Maybe you're looking at this and going, nope, the government is right on point. They're doing exactly what they need to be doing. I'd love to hear your angle on it. 382-4280 is our local number. Of course, toll free, it's 877-382-4280. Also, if you just don't have time to join us via phone, well, still pull out your phone, but you can text us at 80373 and share your insights that way. And if you listen to the program at all, we do share some of your comments as we go throughout. Your appropriate comments, of course. The inappropriate ones we just snicker at and move on. But we do want to hear from you that way as well. So I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call and tell us what you think. And in fact, let's go to the phones right now where Gary's standing by. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Well, you can't trust anyone. You know, you go to the supermarket and you see two peanut butters on sale, two for $5. You go to the computerized register to ring them up, and they're $2.99 a piece. They're not $2.50 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust it. You got to watch. You got to watch big business every minute. You got to watch the government every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of a toss up. Although the only way I trusted big business is I had the benefit of the Teamsters Union watching out for me mm-hmm. during my career, so I could trust what they said because it was negotiated through the union. So I don't know. Who can you trust?
I don't know. I don't know. I would say myself, but, you know, I don't know if you necessarily believe what I do either. So that might be by the wayside. But it's an interesting discussion.
If you drink too much, you can't trust yourself.
That's true. That's true. So, well, Gary, appreciate your call today. Thanks for your comments. All right. Moving on here, and we will now chat with Jeff, who's standing by. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Doing just fine.
Well, my whole take on this whole thing is that the government, all these politicians are bought lock, stock, and barrel by whatever organization that ponies up all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're forced to do their bidding, you know, to get themselves reelected to a job which pays $200,000+ or, you know, six figures plus. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not bad money if you can make it, but
sure.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to, you know, and these guys will never do campaign finance reform because it'll hurt their campaigns, it'll hurt everything else and the way they do business. And I don't know. If I had my druthers, I'd just push them all out and, you know, let John Q. Public in there and, you know, somebody that can balance a checkbook and maybe pay their credit card payments on time, and I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, Jeff, let me throw an idea at you, if I could, because it's an idea that I heard pitched a few years ago, and I find it at least intriguing. And here was the thought. Instead of electing congressmen, turn it into kind of a situation like it's jury duty, where you're called to Congress, so to speak. And then, you know, you serve for a little while and then you're done and somebody else serves for a little while. I don't know that I necessarily buy it as a great idea, but I'm at least intrigued by it. What do you think?
I think term limits are a great idea. You know, I think mm-hmm. that these guys ought to be in there for a little while, just like the founding fathers. This was not set up as a permanent job.
Sure.
These guys are supposed to go there, do their term, do the will of the people, and then come back home and go back to a job. But they've turned this thing into a, you know, I don't know if I dare say a prostituted process, but that's the best.
No, I hear you.
I come up with. I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, these people are selling their souls and they're selling the American people down the road. And I don't care which party you're in; they're both just not getting the whole picture. I mean, these people don't live in the real world. I don't know. It's, mm-hmm. it's sad. And, you know, here, you know, 200 and some odd years ago, we built the greatest country on the face of the earth. We, you know, saved Europe in two world wars and, you know, brought prosperity to wherever. And it just saddens me to the fact that, you know, these people are turning this into a carnival,
mm-hmm.
for lack of better term.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, you know, and I think term limits, that's one thing that, you know, I've heard this bandied about, the idea of putting together some sort of a constitutional convention. And I you know, something that bypasses Congress on this so we can get some amendments on there that are common sense. I think term limits for Congress is one of the things that needs to be amended to the Constitution. I think the other thing is a balanced budget amendment. I think that'd be a great idea.
I think so, too, other than in times of war or whatever else when
certainly
the United States mm-hmm. is direct act or whatever else, and we have to go and above and beyond the call of duty. But
congressionally declared war, I think, is what we would call it, basically.
I would have to agree with you because I don't agree with the last couple that we're fighting in. I didn't agree with the Vietnam War either, but I was a much younger man then and
mm-hmm.
didn't
mm-hmm.
have the right to vote. But, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that, you know, these people get up there and they glad hand everybody and grandstand and talk about all these great ideas and whatever else. And you can't even get the other guys on the other side of the aisle to talk to you. That's just, it's, the system is horrendously broken. You know, until we get back to, you know, somewhere of where both sides are a little more moderate, you know, and people can talk to each other.
Well, you know, I think that's the thing, though. I mean, you're going to get, you know, from some districts, you're going to get your Tea Party guys that are going to be in Congress. You're going to get, you know, people that are extreme left and that kind of thing. But I think the difference is the moderates in the middle. You know, look back years ago, there were tons of moderates that could put together a deal. Now I think you'd be hard-pressed to fit them in, inside a Honda Civic.
Right. When you had Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan sitting at the same table, probably on a weekly basis, talking about what needed to get done, and that's how things get done. You know, we're just, you know, throwing daggers at 100 yards isn't going to do any good. We need to have people that are willing to talk to each other and reach across the table and say, okay, what can I do for you? Not what can I do for you, but what's going to best serve the American public.
Sure.
And until we get back to that, the whole system is just, it's just broken.
Okay. Jeff, I got to run. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And we continue ahead. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Degrees in Kalamazoo. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Bronson. Bronson Positivity is the positive momentum driven by a constant pursuit of excellence. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/quality. Just a note for you, we are watching the radar, and if you were with us earlier, Bob Larson talked about this when we chatted with him, Bob Larson from AccuWeather. He talked about a storm that was brewing right around Gary, Indiana, and moving this direction now. It is continuing in this direction and continuing to get a little bit stronger. Don't know how far away we're talking at this particular point in time. I could only hazard a guess at this point, but saying probably towards evening. It's a guess, but we're going to keep an eye on it for you so that you know what's going on and you could be prepared as the weather comes. Talking a little bit about being able to, you know, trust in government. And we had some callers bring up some interesting points. The idea that, you know, I mean, how much money does it take to campaign for a job that pays six figures?
Millions of dollars these days.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is, you know, you've got, say, the Senate race for Michigan, for example. You've got both sides pointing at each other going, how dare they raise funds? But it's okay that we're doing it.
Which doesn't make any sense that they would point fingers at the other side then.
I mean, you get a lot of that. And I just find it humorous that that's what happens. But, you know, and you see the different ways that they're responding to the problems that we have. You know, roads, well, all right, let's see. We got a road problem in the state of Michigan, so let's raise taxes a whole lot. No, we don't want to do that. There's not enough support for that. So they end up doing nothing about it, which doesn't work so well. We've seen that. So obviously, you know, these are things that we got to deal with. Talking about trusting the government, you're calling in at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Head to the phones. John, you're with us. Go ahead quickly with your point.
You bet. I think you touched on something really important. That's campaign financing. I do believe the one thing the English do better than us is, first of all, the election, there should be a 30-day period, and you're allowed $100,000 in campaign funding. Anything that uses public airwaves has to carry so many debates, period. That's it. Take the money out of it. It's the money that... You know, follow the money, regardless of what side you're on. It always seems that money corrupts.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess, know, I can see that. I can see where you might need a little bit more than $100,000 just to, you know, like particularly if you're running for president. But that said, I mean, it is horrendous the amount of money that goes in just for a seat in Congress.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And they're all, it forces you to always run for re-election as opposed to doing the job you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Doing what's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
All right. John, thanks for your call.
You bet.
We're going to continue ahead, talk about energy policy. You know what? Some interesting ideas out there, but in light of the fact that things are going on in Iraq, gas prices, while around here they've gone down, they're going up across the country. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It's 81 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about energy policy. This was something that was brought up over the weekend. And I think it dovetails interestingly, you know, as you talk about what's going on in Iraq and you talk about, well, we're willing to help a little, because that's kind of what we're doing. We're helping a little. Not a lot, just, you know, a little. You got to start asking some questions. You really do. So I think, you know, it's worth talking about. We are going to dig into that here just a little bit. But before we do that, it is time to win some fabulous prizes.
Oh, yes, my Gatorade bottle.
Sadly, that fabulous prize is not available, but we do have some other fabulous prizes. What I have right here in my hand are a couple of tickets to go see, if you're into Transformers at all. And I remember as a kid seeing the cartoon when it originally came on, you know,
yes,
that it was based on. You know, I know Michael's sitting going, yes, back years ago they had that, didn't they?
Yes, Beast Wars.
But no, I'm talking original here.
You're talking original, I'm talking Transformers Beast Wars.
There you go. But nevertheless, they've got a series of movies. You've heard about this. I know you've heard about this. This is the fourth in a trilogy.
Yes, that does not make sense.
Yes, you heard me right. See, it was supposed to end after the third one, and then they said, you know what? We like to make money. So
who doesn't?
But they put out a new movie, and this should be interesting, too. Transformers Age of Extinction builds off the last trilogy, but apparently this is the beginning of a brand new trilogy of movies that they're putting out there. These are a couple of tickets to go see this on IMAX. Can you imagine seeing Optimus Prime transforming in front of your eyes on an IMAX screen?
I wonder if he's going to jump out of the screen, too.
I don't know. It would feel like that almost. Well, the IMAX screen is at Celebration Crossroads. You say, where is that? It's Celebration Cinema in Portage. It's that one that's behind the mall. You know, that one. You go there. Great place to see a movie. They've got to, and the IMAX, it's like right next to the concession stand, so it's even better. So you can have access to all that great food that they've got there, and adult beverages, if you so choose. They do have those as well. But I got a couple of tickets to that, and if you'd like to go see it, you have to take Michael with you. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to take Michael with
you. No, you don't.
He'll get himself there on his own. We'll let you have two tickets to check this out. Here's what you've got to do. First of all, you've got to call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Yes, right now, we're giving them away. And because Michael is prepared and all of that stuff, I'm certain that he has one of those dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia questions. Yes, he's nodding, so I'll let him take over at this point because he's got control anyway. So
okay.
Go ahead.
This question is about one of the actors that's in the movie coming up.
Okay.
Who played the psychiatrist Dr. Frasier Crane in the TV shows Cheers and Frasier?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this actor is in the new Transformers movie.
Yes.
So if you know the name of that particular actor, give us a call. Watch your grammar when you call us. 382-4280. 877-382-4280. Do you like the little hint I gave you there? I try. As we continue ahead, we'll let you know who won those tickets, and we'll talk a little bit of energy policy. What should we be doing? Talk a little bit further about that as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. Eighty-one degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. It is 4:48. Yes, we did indeed award fabulous prizes, something we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that just a little bit ago, actually. We did that a couple of tickets to see Transformers: Age of Extinction, which I have to clarify, this movie is not out right now. You can't go see it right now. You can go see it this Friday.
So you get some advanced tickets.
There you go. So these could help you be there when the first people are going into the theater and sitting down and going, what is this like? You know that exciting feeling?
Yes.
I've not known it myself. I usually take about a week, three, four, five to go see something. So I don't know it myself. But you know what? Somebody's going to get an opportunity to do that. And that person is
Patty from Portage.
All right. So Patty won those tickets, and Patty won them by being able to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question, which, Michael, I have to warn you, watch your grammar when you come up with the answer for this one.
All right. I definitely will. Who played psychiatrist Dr. Frasier Crane in the TV shows Cheers and Frasier?
All right.
And the answer is Kelsey Grammer.
There you go. And he's actually going to be in this. I guess he plays the, he's not playing the voice of the Transformer, you know, the evil Transformer or anything like that. He's actually the human enemy type, you know, the nemesis, as it were.
Kelsey Grammer is an enemy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a bad guy.
Well, I know he's been a bad guy in, like, Toy Story, but that's different because it's just his voice.
Yeah. But this, he actually, he's going to turn out to be a bad guy in this one, from what I understand.
Hmm.
So, could be interesting. Patty will find out. And if you called in saying, I wanted to win those tickets and I didn't get the opportunity, well, sucks being you. No, seriously. Seriously, we do have some more of these tickets we're going to be giving away a little bit later in the week. So, keep listening. You'll have your opportunity to win some tickets. Go see a movie on us. And, you know, let's face it. Who wouldn't like that sort of thing? Really?
I can't think of someone who wouldn't.
Well, you might, but you're unusual. So, you know.
Well, I am unusual. That's not
but,
a doubt there.
But still, you like winning things. So, you know, who doesn't like that?
I don't know who doesn't like that either.
All right. Well, anyway, one thing we all like is cheap energy. Show of hands, who likes it? Me!
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Who likes to pull up at the gas station and pay $4 a gallon? Nobody. Nobody enjoys that. And this was addressed over the weekend. Fred Upton, he's the, of course, the representative from around here. You recognize the name, but he's also the House Energy Commerce Committee Chair. And he had the Republican response to the president's address over the weekend. You know, the president does a weekly radio address. And he talked about the Republican strategy to maximize energy abundance and talks about how it's different from the president's plan. Of course, the president, you know, the EPA just came out with those rules that that would call on power plants to cut carbon emissions 30% by the year 2030. And Congressman Upton said that, well, those rules will make it harder for us to use all the American resources. And he talked about ways to be able to do this, talked about building pipelines and transmission lines and things like that, and talked about things that we can do, mentioned the Keystone Pipeline, which, to my understanding, they're still not doing what they need to do to get this thing built. And, you know, it's interesting to me. You know, and you go back a little ways on this one, but the president basically said, well, we're going to put this off, see what, see if, you know, this will check out environmentally. And they came back with a report that says, Yep, no impact on the environment. Should be fine. And they're still not building it. And, you know, I mean, I know the president is caught between a rock and a hard place here because unions are for it. It creates jobs. You know, and they'll be able to get some jobs in that area. So they like that. They want it to happen. But environmentalists are saying, no, we don't want that to happen. Now, I think there is a difference here because, you know, we've got what's going on in Iraq, and it's causing gas prices to go up. You probably haven't noticed it at the pump around here because they have gone down. But chances are this thing in Iraq continues. Guess what? Prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up higher than what they are and probably stay there, at least for a while. I come to the conclusion that we need to have a different approach on energy. Different than what the president says, because, you know, the president's all about, well, we need solar and wind and, you know, we need to make sure that we've got all these. And that's fine. That's wonderful. Okay, you can do that. But until we get to the point where we've got something that makes solar energy and wind energy abundant, I mean, to the point where we can count on them, that's where we get our energy, that's that. Then we've got to have other ways of doing things. We've got to start talking about, all right, natural gas has got to be part of the deal. And guess what? Drilling for oil, that's got to be part of the deal. And I know people are going, no, don't say it. But it's true. We have got to drill for oil so that when there's something that goes on in the Middle East, we can go, okay, whatever.
We got our own oil right
here.
We're
covered. We're good. All right, next. You know, and you know, granted, we don't get a ton of our oil from Iraq, but we do get some from there. A lot of our oil comes from that great friend of America, Venezuela. Yeah, that's been good. Yeah, that's a good idea. We get some from Canada as well. That's part of the whole, you know, the Keystone Pipeline and what that means and what it's going to do and the kind of refining that's going to take place once we start getting some of those oil, you know, that oil flowing here and that kind of thing. But it's just not, I mean, you can't just sit there and say, all right, we got to count on wind and solar. Now, there's some promising technology. I saw a story out last week that said that they're starting to look into this now. It's the stuff that you can actually paint on that makes a surface like solar cells. And you can collect energy that way. I mean, it blows my mind. You know, and that could help, certainly, if it works. But guess what? We're testing it right now. We're testing to see if this is something we can really do. This is one of those things that's sort of on the horizon. You know, they've got those solar cells that couple that, if you've seen it on YouTube, there's a video out there, and they talk about that. Solar cells that you could put into roads. Think about all the cheap solar energy we could get. Well, yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
But let's test it, because that's not out there right now. And we can't do that right now. What kind of replacement costs are we looking at for that? Instead of paving a road, you'd have to put these cells in there. All right, what's that like? What's it going to... And in the meantime, while all of that's going on, yeah, let's look into this. Let's study this stuff. Great. But we got to get our energy from somewhere. We can't just shut it off at night. We can't just say, you know what, I'm going to walk to work. For some people, you can do that. But not everybody can do that. You know, there's not always jobs where people are. So they need some energy to be able to get there and get back and forth. You understand that sort of thing. So with that, you know, we've heard the president talk about an all of the above possibility, but it's not all of the above. If you say, well, we need to reduce emissions, we need to do this, we need to do that. You want to reduce emissions, find ways to be able to make solar more reliable. Find ways to make this, you know, you talked about hydrogen-powered vehicles. That's one thing they've talked about. Find ways to make it work. You know, find ways to make that work. But until we get there, we're going to need some. So you're going to need to drill. You're going to need to get some natural gas. You're going to need to go into every single possibility that there is. And that's one thing that, you know, I don't know that there's anybody on either side that can say, yep, check that off. That's our plan right there. Because the president seems to be going, oh, yeah, well, we don't have to worry about oil. In fact, we'll take away all of their anything that we're giving them, including the same benefits that we give to every single corporation in America. You're not going to discourage people from using oil. All you're going to do is make it more expensive for people to live. That's what you're going to do. And it doesn't help that you sit here, well, we'll just put out a bunch of solar cells. Guess what? The sun doesn't always shine. We've got this thing called night.
Mm-hmm. And we've got days like today where it's cloudy and rainy. The sun's not out today.
Yeah, so you're not going to get as much energy that way. There needs to be alternatives. There needs to be several alternatives. Well, wind power. Newsflash, the wind doesn't always blow.
It's calm sometimes.
You know, so there's got to be a lot of different ways to be able to get energy, collect it, and go with it. You know, they talk about, and yeah, some people talk about nuclear power. There are ways to do it safely, and we need to look at that. We need to look at ways to keep it safe and secure and do it in the right places. This is the thing we need to talk about. All of it, everything, not just, well, you know, push the coal out of the way. I mean, you know, you push coal out of the way, what's that going to do to states that are heavy in the coal industry?
It's going to drive a lot of people out of work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, if you're ready to do that, if you've got an alternative in the form of jobs, okay, but you don't have an alternative in the form of here's something that's as abundant and as readily available and always available. That's what we need right there. That's what you need to do. That's going to do it for the program today, but all week long we're going to be with you from 3 to 5 every day this week. Looking forward to it. Hope you'll be with us. So, till tomorrow, have a good one. See ya.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.